Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, this evening to the third epistle of John, 3 John, towards the end of the New Testament? Let's pray, and then we'll read, and we'll release our faith for utterance tonight. Father, we thank you for the precious, holy Word of God. Thank you for this written Word. Thank you that as the Spirit quickens the Word to us, it is life to us. Health and medicine to all of our flesh illuminates us and enlightens us. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us and to be our guide. Help us to yield to Him. Grant utterance, full, precise, complete, and everybody, ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart that receives. Let there come answers to questions tonight, solutions to problems, direction and help for right now, fresh manna for now. And we give you the praise and thanks, and we'll not be hearers only, but by your grace we shall be doers of the word. And as we do, we know we'll be blessed because you're faithful to watch over your word and perform it in Jesus' name. Amen. Say it out loud. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the word of God.
You realize these are the only people who get results. It's not the churchgoers that get results in their life. It's not tape players. It's not just Bible readers. It's not just people that say amen. It's not just people who talk about the Bible. It's not just people who have books and tapes galore in their house or car. It's the who?
Doers.
Only the doers get results in their life. In 3 John, just one chapter, and the second verse, let's talk some more about doing the word in these areas. 3 John 2, are you there?
Yes.
He said, beloved, I wish, the margin says, pray or desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Beloved, I desire, pray, wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. How many believe that the Bible is God speaking to us?
Yes.
We can take it personally.
Amen.
I've read a few scholars, so-called, that try to act like that, well, this was just John saying howdy to Gaius. If all it was a passing howdy, it ought not be in here. Right? Because there's all kind of things that the Lord himself said and did that are not recorded in here. And of course, there's a whole host of things that the disciples said and did and the apostles that's not recorded. How many believe this is selected, picked by the Holy Spirit? Amen. Recorded, preserved for generations. And it is not just the words of men, it's God's word. And it applies to all men for all time. Right? Everybody say out loud, this verse is God speaking to me. Well, what did he tell you? Did the Lord say that it was his will and his pleasure, his desire for you above all things? That you would prosper? Now let's just stop right there. A lot of Christians choke on that. They go, God don't care about that stuff. Said who? Who said he doesn't care about that stuff? People ignore realms of scripture. You ought to do a study sometimes and see how many times the Lord taught on money versus prayer, for instance. Go back and see. It'll open your eyes. You might be amazed if you've thought religiously and traditionally. There is a whole lot in the Bible on money and prosperity and blessing. If you've been coming for the last several weeks, are you becoming convinced?
Yes.
We haven't looked at two or three verses. We've looked at chapter after chapter and book after book, and we haven't even got to the New Testament yet, really. In our study, I mean, our text is here, but we hadn't got to the Psalms and Proverbs and prophets yet. We just are beginning in the Old Testament. And we've seen just verse after verse and truth after truth. We've called this series Prosperity Proven. And that's our objective, to prove beyond any question and any doubt what we just read. It is His will that we prosper materially, financially, and that we be in health physically. How's it going to happen? Even as our soul prospers. People try to say, well, that means, you know, spiritual prosperity is the most important. That's not what that said. That's not what it said. He said, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's what He desires above all things. Then He tells you how that's going to happen. It's going to happen as your soul prospers. And people think, well, I don't need to focus on that. I just need to focus on the soulical prosperity. No. You're not going to prosper in your pocketbook until you prosper in your soul. Physical healing for your body starts first on the inside. You see yourself healed. You think healed. You talk healed. Did you hear me? And that's prospering on the inside, in your soul. And as you do that, it's going to affect your body. You got to quit talking poor and quit thinking broke. You got to make plans to do things that rich people do. Huh? In most average congregations, if you said, all the rich people, please stand. Now, in this church, it'd probably be a little different, but in a lot of churches, I mean, understand, a lot of folk, even if they had a good bit of money, wouldn't want to stand. Why? Oh, well, I'm not rich. And people, they really downplay. You got people that's got a lot of money, and they try to act like, oh, no, I don't have much. Nah, you know, oh, we're okay. We get along pretty good. But and they got millions laying in the bank. Why? Want to hide their prosperity because they think something's wrong with it. Because they've been taught that through the church. But they didn't get it from the Bible. They got it from men's mixed up ideas. Because the Lord said it was His will that you and I prosper. Man, if you believe that, it'll make you happy all night. Just that one thing right there. If you really were 100% fully convinced of that, it'd make you happy all night. God wants me prosperous. Just that one thing. He said it. I believe it. Right? That should be the end of all discussion and wrangling. But as I prosper in my soul, as I quit believing lies, as I quit thinking broke, I quit talking broke, I prosper in my soul, then that's going to work out in my life in every area. You get rich on the inside, it's just a matter of time till you get rich on the outside. Now, we've gone through a number of things, and if you haven't been with us, let me encourage you. Get the tapes. They're available. And the Lord was dealing with me today while I was praying about some things, about some people that were missing out on these because they didn't see the importance of it. And if they don't watch it, they're going to be behind. And it can become very serious over a long period of time. Because what happens, let's say all of us are here Friday night after Friday night after Friday. We've only been going a couple of years. But let's say the Lord tarries is coming and this turns into year after year and decade after decade. Well, after a while, we will think differently and see things completely differently than people who've not been here. Did you hear me? And our faith will be at a completely different level than somebody that hadn't been here at all. I'm talking about people that are supposed to be part of our group. I know everybody's not supposed to be here, but if you're part of another church, you're supposed to be at your place getting fed. But what happens then sometimes, and I pray it doesn't happen here, for the people that don't see the importance of it, what can happen, though, is what happened in Jesus' ministry. After a length of time, He began to preach and teach some things that was meat of the Word. And you remember on one day when most of the crowd left? You remember that? Why? They couldn't hear it. Their thinking wasn't at the place. And their heart and their faith wasn't at the place where they could hear it and receive it. But the guys that had been the closest to him didn't leave. Even though they didn't understand, they were at a place where they could keep going. Right? It's important. I said it's important. Because I have seen it over the years that people, if they don't stay hooked and they don't get progressively fed and grow, then they get to a place where they think they disagree with something. They don't see it and can pull themselves out of where God has them, get miffed about something, get upset and leave and jump out of the will of God. It can be very serious. But you know, if you're hearing it, I mean, just a few weeks we've been doing this. For a lot of you, it doesn't sound strange at all to you for me to say, God wants you rich.
Amen.
I mean, you've heard it so much, right? Yeah. And I talk about the blessing and you just go, yeah, yeah. Covenant of prosperity. That don't sound strange to you. And we've only been going a few weeks. But if you hadn't heard any of it or ever heard it, it could sound very strange to you. So, we've been talking about prosperity proven. We've gone on a number of things. We've talked about the names of God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. We looked at the patriarchs. What kind of God did Abraham know and Isaac know and Jacob know and Joseph know? They all knew a God who made them rich. They all knew a God who blessed them amazingly. And we begin talking about for the last couple of weeks about the covenant of prosperity. God established a covenant with Abraham that applies to us today. And we are blessed. The blessing of Abraham is ours. It includes material prosperity. The curse of the disobedient is not ours. And we read numerous scriptures in Deuteronomy 28 about working hard and losing what you had and finally getting something done and somebody else coming in taking it away from you and all kinds of poverty things that are a part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, I'm redeemed. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. Don't have to have it. Poverty is a part of that. Sickness is too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of David, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R604. That's R604, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.